I'm Graham Pascoe. The program is Morning Music. In the next hour, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. Other recordings that I'll play will include Simon and Garfunkel, Joe Stafford, Perry Como and Ethel Merman. Maybe I can get another Bing Crosby in there or Louis Armstrong.
From the vine came the grape, from the grape came the wine, from the wine came a dream to a lover. He was back with Marie on the Isle of Capri, with a million stars shining above her. Once again he romanced as they kissed and they danced, and even heard wedding bells chime. From the vine came the grape, from the grape came the wine, and for Tony a wonderful time. With a song in his heart, he would sip another little glass of wine. With each sip, he would cry, "My bella Maria, you're mine. Del vino vien l'uva, del l'uva il vino un sogno d'amore. Io son sognando con te, io ritorno, Maria, vicino tuo cuore. Vediamo la vita della mia Maria, gli occhi più belli non c'è. O del vino vien l'uva, dall'uva il vino, dal vino un sogno di te. From the vine came the grape, from the grape came the wine, from the wine came a dream to a lover. He was back stars shining above her. Once again he romanced as they kissed and they danced, and even heard wedding bells chime. From the vine came the grape, from the grape came the wine, and for Tony a wonderful time.
From the vine came the grape. That was sung by the Gaylords. It was written by Paul Cunningham and Leonard Whitcup in 1949. And I think it was a chorus we heard sung in Italian, so it's appropriate now for me to play a recording of a composition by the Italian songwriter Cesare Bixio, lyrics by French songwriter Bruce Sevier, Harry Secombe recording the Love's Last Word Is Spoken with Wally Stott and his orchestra.
Do you remember a night in September? Around us, he came out and found us alone. Now he has left us, bereft us of all we esteemed. Words that once mattered and flattered were not what they seemed. All we dreamed. Last word is spoken, cherie. Now my heart is broken, cherie. Fain and the hours I spent with you, roaming the boulevards, content with you. Blended, perì. Now our dream is ended, chéri.
The Welsh actor, singer Harry Secombe sang Love's Last Word Is Spoken. My next two selections are songs written in the early 1930s but recorded many years later.
You see, I'm no good without you. Take my lips. I want to lose them. Take my arms, 'cause I'll never use them.
Oh. sweet home, let the doorbell ring. Going home makes a fellow wanna sing. I wouldn't even pay my union dues. A toast to all, let's have a ball. Hi-fi records blow rhythm and blues. Got a queen waiting there in a contour chair. Gave up rocking cause she's no square. But I'm jumping up and down and I'm acting like a clown. Cause I gotta get back to my shanty town.
I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown. In a shanty, in old shanty town. All
of Me was written by Gerald Marx and Seymour Simons in 1931. Dinah Washington recorded it in 1955. And then I played Something Smith and the Redheads, A Shanty in Old Shanty Town. That was written back in 1932 by Ira Shuster, Jack Little and Joe Young, but recorded by Something Smith and the Redheads many years later. Sonny Schuyler wrote the next two songs that you'll hear.
So sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear. But somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, amor, I love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine. life divine. Say you'll be mine and love me only.
This or That was sung by Diane Reeves, and Amour by Bing Crosby with the orchestra of John Scott Trotter. That topped the Australian hit parades in 1945. 46 years ago on Saturday, Bing Crosby was in Spain. He played a round of golf. On the way back to the clubhouse, he said, "That was a great game of golf, fellows." Then he collapsed and died of a heart attack.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound. Silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, it split the night. The sound of silence.
and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed the wells of silence. People bowed and prayed to a neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered.
Simon and Garfunkel, The Sound of Silence. Gee whiz, I remember that one back from 1966. It was written by Paul Simon. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe on 2MCFM. At about this time of my Monday morning music program, I introduce you to a singer of renown. It's a recording of a singer whom I would not normally feature on my program, or if I did, it would be quite rare. And some of them are singers who've made their mark in opera, others in other fields of music. Today, it's an operatic tenor, a Swedish tenor, Jussi Björling. He was a renowned great lyric tenor. His first operetta engagement was in Sweden in 1930, and then in Britain and Vienna, and in 1938 to 1960, except during the war years, he was a leading tenor at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Jussi Björling, but he's not going to sing an operatic recording for us today.
Love.
The Swedish tenor, Jussi Björling, sang Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. That, of course, was written by the American songwriter Stephen Foster. Well, here's a recording by another tenor, but this time it's an Austrian tenor, Richard Tauber. He's going to sing a song from the operetta The Land of Smiles. He starred in the Berlin production of The Land of Smiles in 1929, and this recording is Richard Tauber singing in German. Franz Lehár's composition, which we know as You Are My Heart's Delight, was sung by Richard Tauber. In 1947, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote the score for a New York production called Allegro. The best-known song from that show is this one, sung by Joe Stafford.
A man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rubber from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright, he doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb, and never, I ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to the guy. She'll never understand him half as well. Gentleman is a dope. He isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me.
Joe Stafford sang The Gentleman is a Dope, written by Richard Rodgers, and Oscar Hammer signed the second for Allegro.
is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and you know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body.
American songwriter John Green composed Body and Soul for Gertrude Lawrence to sing on stage. That recording was by Perry Como in 1947 with the orchestra of Russ Case. It was preceded by Robert Farnon and his orchestra. The song You're the Cream in My Coffee, written for a 1928 Broadway show called Hold Everything by De Silva, Brown and Henderson. Robert Farnon and his orchestra recorded it in 1987. George and Ira Gershwin wrote the score for a New York production called Girl Crazy in 1930. Here are two songs from that show. Ethel Merman, "I Got Rhythm," just as she sang it on stage in 1930. Kiri Takanawa sang the Gershwins, "But Not For Me." Bing Crosby made some splendid recordings in the last couple of years of his life. Here's one from 1975.
You are leaving me, and I will try to face the world alone. What will be, but time cannot erase the love we've known. Let me have but a token through which your love is spoken. You are leaving me, but it will say you're my own. Oh, give me something to remember you by when are far away from me, dear. Some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be, pray for you night and day
it for you. It will see me through. Like the charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, though I'll pray for you night and day for you. It will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. Though in my heart you'll always be. When you are far away from me.
Last night we had a party with some mellow chicks at the gin mill down the street, just to get some kicks. We sat down at a table, the cover was a deuce. The band was swinging in the mood, bring us all some juice. We started lushing, the chicks got high, but they weren't high enough. Cause we whispered love words in their ears, the chicks got rough, awful stuff. So let this be a lesson, you better stop and think before you whisper in her ear, bring another drink. The chicks got high, but they weren't high enough. Cause we whispered love words in their ears, the chicks got rough, awful stuff. So let this be a lesson, you better stop and think before you whisper in her ear, bring another drink.
Bring Another Drink, sung by Nat King Cole, and Bing Crosby sang Something to Remember You By. Cheers from Graham Pascoe.